Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of sleeping, and under this we're doing the dua or the duas at the time of sleeping. So we did a very beautiful dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he would read the time of sleeping, and we explained that we should all try and read this dua, and we should try and read it with meaning. The person reads the duas with meaning, then that effect of the dua also has, or the meaning of the dua is a different effect on the person. The person now is sleeping, contemplating of these words that he has mentioned, these words of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just quickly to recap, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would read this dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he would sleep on his right hand side. He would make this dua, O Allah, I submit myself to you, I have turned my attention towards you, I have entrusted all my affairs to you, I have placed my entire body in your protection, in anticipation of your reward and due to your fear of your punishment. There is no escape, no salvation from you except with you. I believed in the Kitab, I believe in the Quran Sharif which you have revealed, and I believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whom you have sent. So this is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read. So today's hadith is making reference to the same dua. It's telling us that how this dua should be read. It's giving us more information on how we should read this dua and then sleep. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتيت مضجعك فتوضأ وضوءك للصلاة ثم اضطجع على شقك الأيمن وقل وذكر نحوه وفيه واجعلهن آخر ما تقول. Hazrat Bara ibn al-Azib radiyallahu anhu narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that before going to bed, perform wudu as you would for salah. So the first thing we learn here is that when a person is going to sleep, then he should make wudu. That as part of the preparation process for going to sleep is make wudu and go to sleep. Normally a person has got the habit of brushing his teeth, or sometimes a person has got the habit of putting on his pajamas, but we should get into the habit of making wudu before we sleep. We'll do some of the virtues of making wudu before sleeping. So Rasulullah, Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu says, Hazrat Bara ibn Azib, he say, radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that before going to bed, perform the wudu as you would for salah, then lie down on your right hand side. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to say these words, which is the words of this dua that we just explained. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that let these be the last words which you say before falling off to sleep. Let these words, in other words, these words of this dua, let these words of the dua be the last words that you say before you sleep. You see what a powerful dua it is, what a strong meaning, what a good meaning it has. Go to sleep with these being your last word. In other words, not speaking about the dunya, not reading about the news here and the news there and WhatsApp here, WhatsApp there. All that is kept away now. Now is the preparation to sleep. So a person has kept all those things away. He's made his wudu. Ideally, a person should read some salah in case he oversleeps. Either he can read it in the masjid or he reads it before sleeping. And I'm making niyat that I'm reading tahajjud salah. Tahajjud salah can be read any time from after the Isha salah till the time of Fajr. So a person, even for safety, many of our kabir, many of our elders, they had this habit that they would read four rakats. After the Isha Salah, they would read four rakats of Salah. This niyat that they're making, are making niyat of tahajjud. If for whatever reason they oversleep and they miss that tahajjud, they haven't missed it altogether because they've already read four rakats. So it's a good habit to have at least four rakats Salah. Anyway, a person goes to sleep, he sleeps on his right hand side. There are other duas also of reading, reciting. Before a person lies down, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would recite the three quls. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would blow into his palms, wipe it over his body. So each time, each set of quls that he would read, blow into the hands, wipe it over the body. This is in a sitting up position. And a person lies down on his right hand side, and he lets this dua be the last dua that he reads before he sleeps, contemplating, thinking of the meaning. It has a different effect. And that sleep also he'll have will be a very refreshing sleep if a person is reading it with sincerity. And Allah Ta'ala forbid if a person happens to pass away in his sleep. What a beautiful state to pass away. You know, total attention, total submission, everything is given to Allah Ta'ala and is passing away in that condition. Allah Ta'ala gives him life again, and he continues again in the submission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So just some of the virtues of making wudu and then going to sleep. The first is that one's du'as are readily accepted if he wakes up in the night and he makes du'a. So a person by making wudu and going to sleep, and he happens to wake up in the night for whatever reason, we know that when a person wakes up in the night and he makes du'a, his du'as are readily accepted. If he sleeps with du'a, with wudu, now this gets enhanced. His chances of his du'as are getting enhanced, of being answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by him sleeping with wudu. The angels make du'a for him when he tosses or turns, saying, "Oh Allah Ta'ala, forgive this servant of yours." He made wudu and he went to sleep. When he's turning and he's tossing even in the bed, the angels are making du'a for him that, "Oh Allah, forgive this servant of yours." The third benefit is a person receives the reward of one who fasts during the day and he makes worship during the night. Such an easy way to get the reward of a person fasting and standing up is a person making wudu before going to sleep. The next one is souls that are in a state of wudu. They prostrate before the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. A person that is sleeping with wudu, but because he's sleeping in wudu, it's as though he's making sajda in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great reward for sleeping with wudu. One is safe from the shaitan, one experiences true dreams. A person sleeping with wudu, and his dreams also are more true. We know that dreams are of three types. One type is a shaitani dream, it's just nothing from the side of shaitan. Another is a person's, what he's been thinking the whole day, he's been thinking about this shop and this business and that deal. So that is the same thing, he'll sleep. So that is just a reflection of what his mind was preoccupied with. And the third is a true dream. A dream that has some meaning, has some message, has some type of mubasharat, has some type of glad tidings in it. So this, chances of having this type of dream is increased when a person sleeps with wudu. The next is if one passes away while sleeping, and the soul is in a state of wudu, one will be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the same manner. Person dies away, he dies with wudu, on the day of Qiyamah he'll be raised up with wudu, because he passed away in that condition. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. There are so many virtues of sleeping with wudu. How long does it take to make wudu before we sleep? Let us get into the habit. We find those pious people that are in the habit of sleeping with wudu, that even when they are very sick and they are very ill, they'll ask for one stone, because now it's difficult for them to go to make wudu. So they'll make tayammum and they'll sleep with tayammum, but they won't sleep without this action of theirs of getting into some form of taharat before going to sleep. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil